This is the Tech Talk Podcast from RNIB.
If you've ever wanted to use your Amazon Echo or the Alexa app to send a text message,
compose message button, cabbage, cabbage, E, E, L, 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 O, O, hello, send message button,
place a phone call,
Echo, call Jennifer.
Okay, Jennifer Schwartz.
Send a voice message,
Echo, send a message to Jennifer.
What's the message?
Hello, sweetheart. How are you?
Sending to Jennifer Schwartz from Tim Schwartz.
Or receive a phone call.
Jennifer Schwartz would like to talk. It's Jennifer Schwartz.
Echo. Answer. Hello, my dear.
Hello. How are you, my dear?
I am good.
Then the newest updates to the Amazon Echo and the Alexa app are just what you've been waiting for. That's right, Amazon has updated the Alexa app as well as the Amazon Echo with an all-new communications tab that allows you to send and receive text messages, voice messages, and phone calls. You can access all of these new features from either the Amazon Echo device itself or by using the Alexa app on your iPhone. The only exception to this is sending text messages. If you try to use the Amazon Echo itself to send a text message, this is what happens.
Echo, send a text message.
I can send a voice message. Try Alexa, send a message.
When you type or dictate a text message to your friend using the Alexa app, they will receive an alert on their phone with the app as well as on their Amazon Echo that you've sent them a message. This also works with voice messages and the phone calling system, as you heard at the beginning of this demonstration. When you first get the update and open the app, you'll be prompted immediately with the new communications setup. So it's going to walk you through that process, which I won't show you today because it's a fairly simple process, but they will ask you to verify your name as you want it listed for other contacts to see, and they will ask you for your phone number. That's something to keep in mind with this is that it does only utilize your phone number to share with contacts, not an email address. So if you want to be able to use these features with other Echo users, you will have to have their phone number. It will not access their email address, at least not at this time.
Thanks for downloading the Tech Talk podcast from RNIB. Find more podcasts from RNIB on Audioboom, iTunes, and the Apple Podcast app.